Saskatchewan Agriculture Crop Report. Producers worked hard to advance harvest before rain arrived last week and caused delays. Harvest progress is now at 23%, up from 16% last week and just behind the five-year average, 2017 to 2021, of 26%. The southwest and west central regions are the furthest advanced in their operations, and some producers have reported they are close to finishing. The southwest has 67% of the crop now combined. The west central region has completed 36%, the southeast 16%, the east central 9%, the northwest 6% and the northeast 4%. 66% of the winter wheat, 62% of the fall rye, 74% of the lentils, 66% of the field peas, 46% of the mustard, 51% of the durum, 16% of the spring wheat and 8% of the canola has now been combined. An additional 21% of the canola and 13% of the mustard is swathed or ready to straight cut. Much of the province received rain this past week. Most areas in the southwest and west central received very minimal amounts, while the other regions received enough heavy rain to lodge crops and further delay harvest. The Lake Lenoir area received 92 mm, the Tisdale area 75 mm, the Foam Lake area 35 mm, the Mossbank area 23 mm and the Shaunavon area 10 mm. Rain will further delay crop maturity in areas where the crop is still very green. Producers in the driest areas of the province welcome the moisture, even if it means they must halt their harvest activities for a short period. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 2% surplus, 55% adequate, 15% short and 18% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 2% surplus, 50% adequate, 28% short and 20% very short. Most crop damage this past week was due to heavy rain, minor hail, strong winds and insects. The lodged crops could see quality downgrading and possible yield loss. There have been multiple reports of grain samples being denied at the elevator due to samples containing grasshoppers. Producers will have to clean their grain thoroughly before taking it to the elevator to sell. Producers are busy swathing, desiccating, combining and hauling grain. Livestock producers are prepping for when they remove their cattle from pastures. They are also taking stock of their winter feed supplies and making decisions to acquire more feed or not. Southeastern Saskatchewan Crop District 1 Carnduff, Estevan, Redvers, Moosomin and Kipling areas. Crop District 2 Weyburn, Milestone, Moose Jaw, Regina and Qu'Appelle areas. Crop District 3 ASE, Radville, Minton and Lake Alma areas. Producers are slowly combining or swathing crops that are finally ready for harvest, but they will need a consistent hot, dry weather for the remaining crops to mature. The rain this past week further delayed harvest and held crops back from ripening and drying down. Many producers note that canola fields are still very green and are worried about an early September frost. Harvest in this region is now at 16%, up from 6% last week and well behind the five-year, 2017 to 2021, average of 34%. An additional 11% of the crop is swathed or ready to straight cut. Multiple rainstorms resulted in up to 40 millimeters in the Regina area. The Weyburn and Beanfay areas received 32 millimeters, the Moose Jaw area 22 millimeters and the Glenavon area 9 millimeters. Topsoil moisture conditions are very good in the region with the recent rains. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 4% surplus, 85% adequate, 8% short and 3% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 3% surplus, 74% adequate, 21% short and 2% very short. Crop damage this week was attributed to heavy rains, strong winds, insects and minor hail. The largest issue this past week was crops being lodged from the wind and rain. This will result in a poorer quality of grain and make harvest more difficult. Grasshoppers continue to be a large issue with reports. Producers are busy desiccating, swathing and combining when the weather permits and where the crop is ready. Southwestern Saskatchewan Crop District 3 ASW, Corinic, Assiniboia and Ogama areas. Crop District 3 AN, Gravelburg, Mossbank, Mortlach and Central Butte areas. Crop District 3B, Kyle, Swift Current, Shaunavon and Pontakes areas. Crop District 4 Consul, Maple Creek and Leader areas harvest is progressing very quickly across the region, with some producers claiming they are no more than 10 days away from finishing their harvest operations. 67% of the crop is in the bin, up from 45% last week and well ahead of the five-year average, 2017 to 2021, of 41%. The region is extremely dry and producers hope they receive a large rainfall once harvest has concluded in order to break the current dry cycle they are in. There were minor delays due to rain showers this past week, but fields and crop dried quickly. The Mossbank area received 23 mm, the Gull Lake area 12 mm, the Shaunavon area 10 mm and the Swift Current area 4 mm. Many producers in the region have received less than 200 mm of precipitation since April 1. Topsoil moisture conditions are extremely dry across the region. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 14% adequate, 35% short and 51% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 12% adequate, 34% short and 54% very short. Most crop damage this past week was due to a season of drought stress and grasshoppers. Producers are trying to harvest as quickly as possible before more damage is caused by the insect. Grasshopper carcasses that have come through the combine are also making grain cleaning a challenge. Producers are busy moving bales and cattle, swathing, combining and hauling grain. East Central Saskatchewan Crop District 5 Melville, Yorkton, Cooper, Camsack, Foam Lake, Preesville and Kelvington areas, Crop District 6A, Lumsden, Crake, Watrous and Clavitt areas harvest was once again delayed in many parts of the region due to heavy rainstorms. Some producers are estimating that they won't be harvesting for another 10 days. The most harvest progress has been in Crop District 6A, where growing conditions have been drier. Harvest progress for the region sits at 9%, up from 4% last week but still behind the five-year average of 15%. Rainfall in the region ranged from trace amounts to 78 mm in the Foam Lake area. The Craven area received 30 mm, the Bullier area 25 mm and the Calder area 20 mm. While this region has received large amounts of rain this season, there are still many producers in the region who are experiencing extremely dry growing conditions. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 4% surplus, 77% adequate, 18% short and 1% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 5% surplus, 74% adequate, 12% short and 9% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to strong winds, heavy rains and localized hail. The strong winds and heavy rains have lodged many crops in the region, and this will result in some producers seeing a quality downgrade at the elevator. Producers are busy hauling bales, combining or swathing where it is drier. West Central Saskatchewan Crop Districts 6B, Hanley, Outlook, Loreburn, Saskatoon and Arley areas, Crop District 7A, Rosetown, Kindersley, Eston, Major, Crop District 7B, Caribert, Macklin, Wilkie and bigger areas harvest continues to advance rapidly across the region, with only a few areas seeing minor delays due to rain. 36% of the crop is in the bin, up from 19% last week and well ahead of the five-year average of 22%. Producers are noting there are some large differences in yields across the region. But overall, they are indicating that yields will be below average for all crops. Very few locations in the region saw rain this past week, which allowed for producers to harvest without stoppage. The Rosthern area received 19 mm, the Unity and Marengo areas 15 mm and the Eyebrow area 10 mm. This is not enough rain to relieve hay and pasture land from the drought and heat stress they are under. Producers have already started removing cattle from pastures and have begun feeding them crop residue or hay. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 32% adequate, 37% short and 31% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 28% adequate, 41% short and 31% very short. Past drought conditions, strong winds and localized light hail were the main causes of crop damage this past week. The strong winds have lodged crops, blown swaths around and shelled outstanding crops. The rain has not slowed down the grasshoppers in the region and they still continue to cause issues for producers. Producers are busy combining, swathing, hauling bales, hauling water and moving cattle. Northeastern Saskatchewan Crop District 8 Hudson Bay, Tisdale, Melfort, Carrot River, Humboldt, Kynestino, Cudworth and Aberdeen areas. Crop District 9 AE, Prince Albert, Choiceland and Paddockwood areas. The first crops to ripen have started to be combined, but mostly producers are swathing and finishing up applications of desiccants. Rain over the past week resulted in harvest delays. 4% of the crop is in the bin, up from 1% last week and well behind the five-year average of 12%. There was some very heavy rainfall over the past week which resulted in lodging of cereal crops. The Lake Lenoir area received 92 millimeters, the Tisdale area 75 millimeters, the Humboldt area 30 millimeters, the Kynestino area 22 millimeters and the Garrick area 7 millimeters. These rains will damage crops, further delay harvest and spraying activities, as well as lead to downgrading of grain. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 6% surplus, 80% adequate, 13% short and 1% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 1% surplus, 78% adequate, 19% short and 2% very short. The majority of crop damage this past week was due to heavy rains and winds. Northwestern Saskatchewan Crop District 9AW, Shelbrooke, North Battleford, Big River and Hafford areas. Crop District 9B, Meadow Lake, Turtleford, Pearsland, Maidstone and Lloydminster areas. The beginning of the week was hot and dry which pushed crops closer to being ready for harvest and allowed producers to swath or desiccate. Rain on the weekend resulted in some delays to field activities and crop damage. Currently, harvest progress is at 6%, up from 1% last week and just slightly behind the five-year average of 7%. Rainfall this past week ranged from trace amounts to 24 millimeters in the North Battleford area. The Glaslyn area received 17 millimeters, the Lloydminster area 12 millimeters and the Livelong area 7 millimeters. Rain was welcomed by livestock producers who need pastures to remain healthy so that animals can continue to graze, but grain producers would like a break in the rain for harvest to advance harvesting operations. Cropland topsoil moisture conditions are rated as 1% surplus, 65% adequate and 34% short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 1% surplus, 50% adequate, 47% short and 2% very short. Most crop damage this past week was due to strong winds and some light hail. The recent rain could lead to some grain being downgraded at the elevator. Producers hope that the weather remains warm and dry and that no frost hits before they are well into harvest. Producers are starting to combine, swath, desiccate and haul bales.